Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zolo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Siebler. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dwight Siebler. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Duckworth. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Duckworth. And now, play ball. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rollins moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rollins moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Osborne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zolo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King who is chasing the ball. Virals reaches third base with a triple. Dwight Siebler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebler strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhaal scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Osborne for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mincher moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mincher moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mincher scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Verhaals takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to second. Dwight Siebler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebler is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebler hits a line drive into right field. King picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on King. Batty scores. Verhaals goes all the way around to score. Siebler moves to second. It's 6-0, Twins. Pete Burnside now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebler scores. It's 7-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside strikes out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Virals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Twins. Dwight Siebler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnside fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-1 in the game. Osborne hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Retzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Retzer reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Rudolph now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Verhaals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph takes first base on ball 4. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudolph moves to third. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rudolph scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, Twins. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dwight Siebler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 2 in the game. Osborne hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Retzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Minnie Minoso pinch hits for Don Rudolph. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive towards the mound. Klein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Siebler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-3 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.